You are now listening to a Poort FM podcast.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Yo Kasi, yo Stasi.
It is 6 minutes past six here on Poort FM with me, your host Papla. I'm running solo tonight. My co-host, actually the host of the show, Justin, is not in today. And in studio tonight, we have Miss Liana. She is from the UIM, United Independent Movement. Good evening here on Poort FM, Liana. How are you?
Good evening to all the listeners of Poort FM.
Good evening, Papla. I first want to go off thanking you for inviting me onto the show. I really appreciate being here today.
Okay, it is our absolute pleasure. I think we thank you for making the time to come over. Here on Poort FM, we aim to debate and educate, and our show is about news and politics, and as we all know by now, the local elections is around the corner. It's less than a month away. It will be on the 1st November, and the parties will fight it out to see who run the different metros. Poort FM. Liana, tell us about yourself. Who is Liana?
I was born in 1977 in Marabastad. Shortly thereafter, my parents moved to Esteres, Pretoria, Poort, as we know it, when I was 1 year old. I attended Norwich Park Primary School and Eastra Secondary School, Geel School. Let me just say there, I am actually Afrikaans speaking. I love my home language. I love my heritage and I love who I am. So, as my Engels may so hier en daar verlaat, verskoon my.
No, that's fine. You can do that. That's fine.
Yeah. We do tend to express ourselves better in our own mother tongue. I attended Norwich Park Primary School and Eastra Secondary School, Geel School, soos ons allemaal het ken van Poort. I moved to Mossel Bay. Okay, actually after school, I started my career in the insurance industry, life insurance industry, where I worked for Rentmeester Assurance Limited for many years. I then, after that, went to AFBOB and I actually got persuaded by Rentmeester again for a better position, and I worked there in every field except for claims in the insurance industry. 2 years after going back to Rentmeester, they got liquidated and bought over by Liberty Life. We had the option of either going to Johannesburg to the Liberty offices or taking the package. And I opted out on taking the package at that stage. After that, I worked randomly for several companies through agencies. And 2 years after that, I moved to Mossel Bay. I've got 4 children, of which their father died when he was murdered, actually, when the baby was only 2 years old.
Shame.
And when she was 5 years old, we moved to Mossel Bay. A year after that, I got married again. I've been a housewife, actually, most of the time in Mossel Bay because my husband didn't want me to work. He wanted me to be a house executive, as we may call it. And when the children went off to school, me being alone at home and my husband going to work, I decided, no, man, I'm going to start working again. And that side, I started my career there at the local municipality as the secretary for the HR manager. That was, unfortunately, on and off a temporary position. And I got the opportunity at a law firm as the legal secretary for Mr. Johan Nel Attorneys.
Okay.
During the time while I was working for Mr. Johan Nel, I fell pregnant with my 4th child. And a year after that, I got divorced. And a year after that, I decided to move back to my hometown, Esteres, back to my family, back to my loved ones. And when I got here, I started a whole different career into the sales part of the industry. Sales was definitely not for me, and my fiancé at this stage, now my husband, Herschel Hendricks, and I decided that we are going to start our own business, L&H Autoshine. Ons maak jou kar vir jou mooi blink, lyk ek kom van die vloer af. I'm the financial director of the of L&H Autoshine. Now, where does the political part actually fit into everything? I've never been into politics. I've never even registered to vote for any political party. And nie, ek is nie 'n draadsitter nie. Dit is maar purely out of religious beliefs, wat ek nooit gewou het nie, en is nie asof daar enigszins 'n verskil gemaak word. Kom het by die DA of by die ANC nie. Ek is ook nie hier om enige iemand te dis nie. But let's call a spade a spade. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a very honest person. With me, there's no gray areas. It's either black or it's white. Mm. I hate lies. So it was a matter of, I'm not interested in voting for the DA. They don't do anything for our people. I'm not interested in voting for the ANC. They don't do anything for our people. Now, while I was living in Mossel Bay, I came across something and I started doing research with regards to this specific topic. I've been doing research for a long time with regards to this, and I actually stopped when I moved back to Pretoria. But what happened there, with everything that's going on now around the world with the corona and the corona outbreak last year, March month, I decided to start my research again. And that basically is the path that led me to where I am today. I got a lot of information. I got a hold of a lot of information that actually kept me awake at night. There was literally 1 week where I slept for, if it was 8 hours, it was a lot, because I couldn't sleep at night due to the fact that I'm sitting with all this information, and I don't know how to go about it, and I don't know what to do with all this information that I've got. And I contacted one of the leaders here in Estres, one of the political party leaders, and I had a chat with her. And she referred me to Fatima Abdul, the vice president of the United Independent Movement, in short, the UIM. I arranged a meeting with Fatima, and what I found there was truth. Something that I've been looking for in a political party, but I didn't go to talk to her about the political party. I went to talk to her about the research and information that I've got on my hands, and I don't know what to do about it. And I realized that the two of us are basically on the same level. The Sunday, I got home, I watched a few videos about Fatima and Mr. Neil De Beer, and I was like, wow, this is what I've been looking for. The Sunday, I went on my knees, Sunday night. I asked God. I had this meeting with Fatima, and what do I do with all this information that I have? Please give me guidance. And the following day, I got a message from Fatima, where she asked me, Liana, would you mind to stand as ward counselor for Ward 43 for the UIM? And without even discussing it with my fiancé at that time, and thinking twice about answering her, I said yes, because I knew exactly that was the answer that I've been praying for the previous night. Everything happened so fast. Within a week's time, I was registered with the UIM as ward candidate for Ward 43. Now, I'm going to tell you about the UIM and the reason why I decided to join the UIM as ward councillor for Ward 43. Now, Mr. Neil De Beer, he initially started the UIM only as a movement to educate people of South Africa about their legal rights. I don't know whether you are, if you got some background about Mr. Neil De Beer. I heard you saying that you...
Yeah, no, I know. I saw him on Facebook and YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah. That's how I started following him. But he actually joined the ANC in 1968.
Wow.
And in 2018, they had a meeting. The ANC had a meeting. Mr. Neil De Beer was present in that meeting. There was some stuff that was disclosed that didn't sit well with him. And he resigned as a member of the ANC, and he started the movement as the UIM. And after that, a lot of people actually asked Mr. De Beer, why don't you start this UIM movement as a political party? Get South Africa together. Get South Africa back to where we've been before 1994, when the ANC took over. And about five, six weeks ago, he decided that he is going to register with the IEC as a political party. Afterwards, he took a 2-week-long trip, whereby I can say he's the only president in the whole entire South Africa that actually did that. He went and speak to the people. He spoke to the people on ground level, our daily issues that we're dealing with on ground level. And that was something that actually made me look up to him with a different perception, because what I saw there, he stands for truth. He's not scared to tell anything about the truth. And his vision, his mission to save South Africa is what got to me.
Mm.
And that is basically the reason why they are not scared to talk about God, because they know that God is the only way for South Africa to be saved. With everything that's going on around us, God is the only answer. Because our fight is not against flesh, but the fight that we're fighting now is against spirit.
Wow. Wow. What a long intro. Very good. Listen, you mentioned that you have some research and you had a lot of information that you shared with Fatima. What yes. was that research and information about?
Papla, it's actually very crucial information. They can get me into a lot of trouble. Not trouble, because there's people that's being killed. Mm. There's people that's being prosecuted. So it's not actually stuff that I want to talk about.
Okay.
over the radio.
Okay.
But what I can say, though, it's about it's a one world order thing that we're facing. It's a one government, one religion, one bank. And yeah, that is all that I can say about it for now.
Okay.
And that is what Mr. Neil De Beer is fighting for. Okay. To stop all that's happening right now.
You mentioned that you've never voted previously. You were not interested in politics. So how will you convince people now to vote and to vote for you?
Okay.
Why would I vote? I mean, you're in your 40s. I'm 21 or 31 or 41 or 51. I've never registered, never voted. How do you convince me to vote? Was it a mistake that you didn't register and vote previously? And will it be a mistake now if I don't register and vote?
Papla, I don't think it will be a mistake if you register and vote for the right reasons. I never had the right reasons to vote for any political party. That's why I didn't vote for any political party. But there's a saying, there's the two most important days of any being's life, human being's life, is the day you were born and the day you found out why you were born. I mentioned previously that I've done a lot of, I've been in the insurance industry. I did everything as far as administration is concerned. I even ended up in sales, but I never thought that I'll end up as a ward counselor for Ward 43 as a political member. Mm. I never thought I'd end up in politics. But I strongly believe there's everything that happens in one's life happens for a reason. Mm. And I strongly feel and I strongly believe that there's a reason for me being here. You asked me what is it that I want to do. I just want to mention, firstly, if I would have been the ward counselor, if I get to be the ward counselor, first thing that I would change is the police structure, our safety. The safety of our women and the safety of our children. Now, I am the women's coordinator, Women's Alliance coordinator for our BEC, the Branch Executive Committee. And the reason, therefore, I'm also on the Lioness, UIM Lioness team. And the reason, therefore, is because of the fact that I have a very soft spot for women, abused children. I actually told my husband a couple of months ago, or actually it's more than a couple of months ago, somewhere late in last year, that when I'm in the means one day, I'd like to open a home for women and children. That's actually what I wanted to do. So I'll have a look at the safety of our women and children first and foremost, and that is by starting with the police, restructuring the police. I got some information from my father-in-law last night, and he told me that at one stage there was 64 colored police officers at the police station here in Esteres, and all of them were placed elsewhere. Now, what happens now when somebody attacks you, your husband, your cousin, your friend, your brother, doesn't matter. You're a woman, you go to the police station. Okay, you phone the police, first thing. They never arrive. You go to the police station, and what do they tell you? You have to go. They can't do anything. You have to go to Fasagistraat, get an interdict. Now, I'm going to tell you, I also, at one stage, was a victim of abuse in my first marriage. I've been a victim of abuse, and I'm going to tell you it's not something nice, not especially when there's children involved. So that would be my first and my main focus, to get our police, our safety structure in order. Mm. The second thing, I just want to mention, I won't be able to do this on my own. Firstly, I know my party will have my back 100%. There's no doubt about that. But without the help of the community, I won't be able to do anything. As far as all the other political parties are concerned, for me, it's not about the party. For me, it's about the people. The people of Poort at this stage. The people of Poort, not the party. So whoever wins the election in Esteres, I'll still give my full cooperation wherever I'm needed. And I expect from the public to assist me, because I'm going to be on ground level along with the people, finding out what their needs are, what their problems are, etc. The second thing, we live here in the La Rochelle area. Papla, every week, twice a week, we don't have water. I contacted our current councillor, Mr. Benjamin Lawrence. I actually spoke to him last week with regards to this whole situation, because you can't be getting up, getting ready for work, and there's no water without any warning. And I contacted him with regards to this whole situation, and all he could tell me is there was a problem with the way that the pipes were laid in the La Rochelle area. So basically what he told me is you have to make peace with the fact that you're not going to have water for one or two days every week. That was what he basically told me. And that is stuff that needs to be looked at, because he told me that they are waiting for the tender. They are still waiting for a tender. But And I told him, nothing ever happens here in Estras. When will the tender be? When will you receive the tender? When will the tender go out? Because nothing never happens here in Estras. So my plan is to start Estras with, firstly, the police structure. Secondly, the infrastructure. And thirdly, I don't know how I'm going to go about this one. I'm very honest with you. But what I can say, though, charity begins at home. And as far as the drugs and alcohol abuse is concerned amongst our young children, we need to work out a structure. We need to get things into place that can keep the young people busy. I, for instance, went to the police station a couple of weeks ago. I spoke to Barbara there with the regards to the CPF youth desk. Mm-hmm. Pretoria is the only police station that doesn't have a CPF youth desk. And I told her that my daughter is actually prepared to start off the CPF youth desk. And she suggested that we start with 3 to 5 people, if we can just get a hold of 3 to 5 people. And one of our leaders, Debbie Moses, mentioned it in one of our lives and asked the community. 3 people, only 3 people. It is voluntary, but you're 1 foot into the door. So when there is vacancies available, you'll be the first to get the job. But the people are not interested, because the ones that have money will not be working for free. The other ones that doesn't have money, the other children that doesn't have money, are too busy keeping themselves busy with stuff that doesn't matter.
Mm.
That's the problem. Now, how do we get the children to actually participate? How do we get the children from using drugs, from abusing alcohol? I can't do that on my own. That starts at home. You have to instill morals into your children. You have to install morals. I can say, for instance, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. But I can thank my mother and I can thank my father, because the best gift that you can give your children is to install morals and faith in them, because that alone is a guideline to a decent adult.
Let's hold it there. We'll carry on after the short break.
Word FM, your kasi, your stasi.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
It is 25 to 7 here on Poort FM. We're in conversation with Liana of the UIM. Just before we continue with this conversation, I forgot to mention this disclaimer right in front of the, before we started the conversation. So I truly apologize. Liana informed me that her name was not on the list due to a technical error at the IEC. They are busy to try to sort it out. She is on the PR list. So, but she is not on the list according to the IEC now, but she told me that the UIM submitted everything in time for them. So between a party and the IEC, they are trying to sort it out. So please, this was a disclaimer. She was very despondent. She didn't know whether she should continue with the interview or not. Will it help anything? And I said, let's just pretend like you didn't receive that message, that your name will not be on, so that people know about the UIM and they know what you as a person stand for and what will you do if you should win the council. Though that thing can still be rectified, because I think there's a lot of time. If the UIM can prove to the IEC, but this is a fault due to you, they're not the only party. Remember, Action SA also have the same problem, but we agree between the two of us that it is just prudent to inform you about this issue so that we clear the air about this issue. Okay, Liana?
Okay. You're happy with that? Thank you so much. Papla, I just want to add on there. I will be available on the second ballot, though.
Yes.
The second ballot, yeah.
Okay.
They will be able to vote for me on the second ballot because I am listed on the PR list.
Okay. Liana, let's just go back to a lot of things that you've mentioned there. I've made some notes.
Okay.
To start with, you talk about the police structure. And I have mentioned it to other candidates, so I should also mention it to you. It is not the councillor's power to change police structure. It is a national competency. If you can remember in Cape Town, the DA asked for many, many more police in the area due to the violence, the drugs and the crime, but they don't get it because it's about politics. I don't know why they don't send it. The DA has been asking for the army to be around to calm the situation. They've refused until recently that they also agreed that they should put in the army. So the police structure is a national competency. How are you going to convince them to have more police here and about the colors that's not here?
Okay, Papla, unfortunately, at this stage, we won't be able to restructure the police at this stage. But, however, there is a CPF.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to get the CPF U-desk on its leg. We're going to require the help from the community of Estras. It's for the safety of everyone, not for the UIM, not for the DA or whichever party. It is actually for the people of Poort. So everybody needs to put their hand in and let's start off with the CPF. Let's start off with the CPF U-desk. Mm. Recifists, whichever way we can go about in securing the safety of our children and women. And there's men also that's being abused.
Mm.
So it's not only about the women and the children of Poort, but as a whole, the people of Poort. And together, nothing is impossible. But on my own, I definitely won't be able to do it.
Mm. The infrastructure, if you look around, the sports facilities, the graveyard, they're all in such a big mess. What you going to do about it?
Papla, to tell you the truth, let me just go a little bit back to when I was a child. When I grew up in Estras, we had Crazy Horse, our own biscop, as we knew it. We had the baths. We don't even have a public swimming pool anymore in Estras. We had a squash courts. We had tennis courts. We had several parks of which the children could play in without their parents being scared that the children would be abducted or anything would happen to them, because Estras at that time was a very safe place. We had ballet classes there at the old community hall, karate classes. There was a lot of activities for the children to get involved in.
Mm.
At that time there wasn't cell phones and what is this game stuff that they play?
Mm.
PlayStation. So we got involved in things like that. There was, for instance, there was when you, before you get the bridge there by Mabop, there was a, what do you call it, with the jungle gym thing, the trim park at the opposite of Andrew Gordon, there was a bicycle track. There was loads of things, stuff to do here in Estras, because that time Estras was maintained. That was before 1994 when the ANC took over. Estras was maintained. Now, when you look around, Estras is a dumping site. On every corner, wherever you go, people are dumping.
So what are you going to do about the dumping? You as a ward councillor now.
The dumping.
Mm.
Same thing. I won't be able to do it on my own. I thought about a structure where we could start small WhatsApp groups in different areas, where people see, when they see you dumping, they can report it. We can bring in a fine structure where people start to pay fines as far as the dumping is concerned. But then again, when you see your neighbor dumping something across the street, it's your place as the community of Estras to do something about it. Because I won't be able to be on every corner every time when somebody dumps something. So, as I mentioned previously, I won't be able to do anything on my own, but with the help of the people of Estras.
The swimming pool issue, you mentioned it. You know, it can be open if somebody drive that issue. Will you drive it?
Definitely, yes. I'll do anything in my power
that I can. Even if you're not the councillor.
even if I'm not the councillor, as I mentioned previously, whoever it does, it's not about the party or whoever wins this election in Estrus. It's about the people of Estrus. And that is my goal. My goal is to make Estrus a better and safer place as to how I knew it when I grew up, when I was a child. And I will do everything that I can do that is possible in my capacity to assist whichever party wins in Estrus to do what my goal is with Estrus or for Estrus or the people of Estrus.
I like that spirit of all the candidates mentioned that no matter who wins, that they will support that candidate. I really like it. And this is not war. It's not a war.
No, it's not a war.
It's an election.
It's about the people. Yeah,
it's about the people of choosing the right person for our ward. And after the elections, it's over and done. For the next 5 years, there won't be election unless something happened to the councillor. He resigned, he died, or whatever.
Yes.
But then we must work some as a team to say, you know, you've won, the best man has won. Let us stand behind him and support him until the elections come again. Then we can stand again to be voted for.
Definitely,
but
yes.
We can't start now and fight the councillor. Hold him accountable. That's right.
Yeah.
But there's ways to do things also. You understand? Yeah. What the drug issue? What specific action do you think needs to be done? Except the morals and the values, those things. You know, it's already lost, if I can put it that way. Our kids are on drugs now. So,
yeah.
So what's the issue now?
The issue now with the drugs, okay, as I mentioned, it starts at home. That is definitely something that needs to be looked at. It starts at home, most definitely. How I'm going to go about it, I don't know at this stage. But with the help of my party, the UIM team behind my back, and with the assistance of Poort, the people of Poort, I am most convinced that there will come up something. There will definitely come up something to go about this thing, whether it be opening up a drug crisis center here in Poort. However, as I mentioned, it depends on the person itself. You can't send somebody off to a rehab that they doesn't want to go to a rehab. So there comes again the fact that it starts at home. Charity begins at home. So it has to come from the person, the persons themselves. When you want to send someone off to a drug rehab center or whatever the case may be, the structures and situations regarding that I haven't worked out as yet, but I do believe that with the team that's behind me, we can definitely work on something to help our people here in Estrus regarding the drugs and the alcohol abuse, especially amongst our young children.
Liana, ons het 23 kandidate in Estrus. Het jy geweet?
Ja. Ja, dat is maar so. Dat 4 of 5 wat ek ken, ja.
23 kandidate. Ons gaan, seker nie allemaal kan indrukkie, jy was lucky, ons het 3 weke terug al hierdie afspraak gemaakt en jy het daarbij gehou en ek waardeer het. But don't you think, do you think there's a need for so many candidates? Do you think there's a need for so many small parties? I mean, look, if we exclude the DA, the ANC, the EFF, and the PA, and the rest, the 19 other candidates, come together and have a meeting and say, guys, what is our objective? What can we achieve if we stand together? Is it not possible for you guys to iron that out and have one candidate? Maybe you call him the independent candidate because it will be an amalgamation between the other small parties, the names I've never heard of before. Do you think such thing is possible in the next election, maybe?
Papla, it's definitely possible, yes. I do think that something like that can be orchestrated or organized. However, as I said previously, it's not about the party. It's about the people. It's about assisting one another in creating a better place for the people of Yestras.
Okay, that's a good answer. I think you've done well. Is there anything else that you want to add before we conclude this conversation? After this conversation at 7, we will be having Debbie Williams-Moses of the Patriotic Alliance. But Liana, you have 10 minutes if you want to talk about 10 minutes to tell us more about yourself. What do you think I didn't ask you or you didn't mention before that why people should vote for your party and for you in particular if you will make it on the ballot paper.
Papla, I don't think there's anything else that I could add. I think we covered all the areas at this stage.
You know, Liana, I appreciate you coming here and being so honest. You know, you've opened up yourself. You've talked about your life, you know, and the great prophet Khalil Gibran, he says that you give but little if you give of your possessions. It's when you give of yourself that you truly give. I feel you sharing your life story is giving about yourself, you know, and I appreciate that. This questions wasn't posted to you. We yes. just talk. We just have a conversation. Like I always say for people, you come here to sell yourself, sell your party on why they should vote for you. And that's the only reason we're having this show. So we're not here to... It's not a fast for a program. It's not a fast for a program. I like Flung Duncan, who wants to be a millionaire, but that I do in my private space. When I'm here in the studio, I just want to talk. I want to talk so that we can get educated and debate so that we can get wiser.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
And I thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Papla.
Thank you. It is 8 minutes to 7.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Poort FM, your kasi, your stasi.